I am here in studio with two special guests, Mary Taylor and Dave Carrier, and I'm going to get to them in a moment. But first, I'm going to read you Article 2 from Marshfield Special Town Meeting, which is coming up. And this says, will the town of Marshfield vote to instruct the Select Board, Board of Public Works, Board of Health, and Zoning Board of Appeals to seek a determination by the Mass Department of Environmental Protection as to whether the construction of a large multi-building project with multiple septic systems in Zone 2 of the Marshfield Town Aquifer is consistent with the public water supply regulations for long-term groundwater supply protection in Marshfield prior to the issuance of any permits for construction of the project currently referred to as the Bridal Crossing off Ferry Street, aka Ferry Street Rear. That's a long couple of sentences there. And again, I've got Mary Taylor in here. She is a concerned Marshfield resident and a proponent of the article. And Dave Carrier, a familiar name here in Marshfield. You are by background an engineer, and you've also worked in the town of Marshfield in various engineering type of positions, as well as in your private professional life. We appreciate both of you being here today. That's a lot of information. I want you folks to break it down for me what this means to the people of Marshfield and why you feel that it's so important. Mary, you're the proponent of this bill. Why is this so important to you?
Well, clean drinking water is extraordinarily rare in this day and age. We have two very pristine wells nearby, and within 2,000 feet of this proposal, the septic system. So we are very concerned about the quality of the water staying as it is. If that water changes, if the water is contaminated, we have our health at risk, we have our property values at risk, and in all likelihood, it will cost us millions to repair or mitigate anything that could contaminate these wells. We're particularly concerned with PFAS, and this is a new concern. This is happening all over America, all over the world. So I am very much a proponent of clean water. We all need it. We need to take care of our planet. That's why I'm here.
Okay. Now, Dave, we were talking off air a little bit, and you were very succinct in talking about, in general, just kind of getting into the basics, they want to plunk a big project or development right in the middle of a clean aquifer.
That is correct. And, you know, right now, the wells that exist down there now, Ferry Number 1, Ferry Number 2, and further away, Church Street, which actually is more influenced by the Holly Hill area, have zero detected PFASs. That makes them one of the few wells in Marshfield where no PFAS has been detected at all, as well as little or no in the case of Ferry Number 2, and very little once in a while for Ferry 1 of any nitrates or other contaminants. Now, that includes, you know, bacterial stuff and the like. And, you know, the bylaw that I wrote back when I was on the Board of Public Works and our board approved and was approved by special town meeting in fall of 2021, and then by then Attorney General Maura Healey, now governor, as Attorney General, as being consistent with DEP's obligation to basically work to maintain clean and safe water, mm-hmm. and that was in conformance with it, and so it was therefore approved and became bylaw. And basically that says if you're going to do any entity doing work within Zone 2 cannot bring in PFASs, okay, they have to be PFAS free, and or they have to tell the town engineer, the superintendent of public works, and the water supervisor, as well as the Board of Health, how they plan to exclude any PFAS from getting into the soil. For example, if you're cutting up pressure-treated wood, okay, you can either do it with a table saw that has a vacuum built in to collect the sawdust as it goes, or if you're using your circular saws or hand saws, have somebody standing by with a sharp vac to suck it up. And that's just housekeeping. Mm-hmm. It's just doing it while you're doing it as opposed to at the end of work.
No, we're making the assumption that everybody knows what PFAS means, but not everybody might be familiar with that term. I think of little bits of plastic that are forever chemicals.
No, the polyfluoroalkyl substances basically are, there are thousands of them, actually. Teflon, for example, in your frying pan, that was part of it. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, PFOA, was the firefighting foam additive, okay, mm-hmm. and that has been proved a definite carcinogen, as well as was PFOS, which is used in the fabric, if I recall correctly, and it'll be subject to check, for the firefighting turnout gear. That's just why a lot of the PFAS health issues have been associated with either people that are manufacturing it, or in particular, emergency folks like the firefighters.
Okay.
Suffering
from it. So good
to
keep out of your water supply.
You want to keep it out of your water supply, and the towns that have had it at the contamination levels where they had to remove it have spent millions. The town of Ayr is a perfect example. They spent $25 million at one well site, for new construction of it, and then they have ongoing costs that are in the million-dollar range operating that system.
Now, what is this? So if this is a town meeting, it's Article 2, this is non-binding. So what is the goal here? What are you trying to accomplish?
The goal here is to basically kind of pressure by a citizen's petition to see our town officials take a position on this one way or the other so that the electorate can think for themselves as to whether or not they like affordable housing or clean water. And the second thing is, hopefully, that we will have it go to the DEP and DEP take a position on this. And that would be the ideal situation if they were to come back and say, no, this is not something that should be going forward henceforth, and we are implementing, a bylaw, a guidance, rather, to not do that.
Right. We know this. Everything with the state moves at a glacial pace, very slowly.
Yes.
So what do you think would be a workable outcome to make everybody satisfied?
The ideal situation would be for the Zoning Board of Appeals, the perfect situation from the perspective of myself and Mary and all the 300-odd people that signed the petition, that the Zoning Board of Appeals basically denies the permit for this 40B.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The second best alternative would be they at least say, yes, we will get an opinion along with the other boards that are on the article, from DEP. And then proceed from there.
And this is what, 10 acres, and was it 88 units? Was that it?
Yep.
Would this be, even if it were still on the 10 acres, and if it were half the number or a third that number, would it still have the same effect?
That will depend to some extent on where the ultimate maximum contamination limits for PFAS will ultimately be.
Mm-hmm.
DEP is moving in that direction. There was a PFAS in the Commonwealth, which was the final report of the PFAS Interagency Task Force, which included people from DEP. And as a result of maximum contamination levels, MassDEP has now got that from parts per billion, which is what it was when I first had to come across this on the electric mm-hmm. board, down to parts per trillion. And the more and lower the concentration that's allowed, the more expensive and difficult the system process. We have
mm-hmm.
one well site. Furnace Brook 3 has two carbon filters in series, and the water supervisor did a little test on it to see what would happen. And basically, if you take and assume that the amount of PFAS removed by the carbon filters would be same going forward, it would require 7 additional carbon filters for just that one well site for the PFAS
mm-hmm.
that was
mm-hmm.
detected in the raw water. Which is not in the drinking water when it comes out of it, I would add to people.
With something like this, people always want to know, what's in it for me? So they want to know, is it a health issue? Is it a money issue? And will it affect my real estate value?
Yes.
It is a health issue. It is a money issue. It would have an impact on real estate value only from the perspective of where the water rates for Marshfield end up as opposed to other communities where real estate is available. And
currently, Marshfield's very affordable. Our water mm-hmm. is very affordable because we don't require this level of treatment.
Yeah. Yep.
And we want to keep it that way.
I drink Marshfield tap water every day.
So do I.
Yeah. I think it's very good.
Yeah, it is.
Marshfield
tap
water is
excellent. Average.
Mm-hmm.
It's way above average.
It is excellent. But one of the things I'd like to point out is the Ferry 1, 2, and 3 wells, which will be affected by this, are located in Marshfield Zone 1. Most people don't realize Marshfield, for all intents and purposes, has two separate water systems, the high zone and the low zone.
Okay.
And Ferry 1 and 2 are in the low zone, as is most of South Marshfield, down through Brant Rock,
mm-hmm.
out to Duxbury, and a portion of Duxbury as well is in that low zone water. The people that actually live on Ferry Street, from where Ferry Street joins South River on the north side, down to where Ferry Street joins South River on the south side, okay, when Furnace Brook 3 is not in service, 100% of your water you're drinking from Ferry 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Ferry 1 and 2 and Church Street, I should say. When Furnace Brook 3 is in service, then it that dilutes it down But for the people that live in the southern portions of Marshfield, past the point mm-hmm. of the intersection of 3A and South River, roughly 30% of your water on any given day is coming out of those three wells. And if Furnace Brook 3 is not online, which is not because of the outside canisters for the carbon filters, it shuts down in the winter, now you're drinking almost a third and a half of your water.
So are you saying it's not just a neighborhood issue, it's a town-wide issue,
it
could go across borders into, say, Duxbury?
It is half the town's issue, at least,
okay.
as far as the quality goes in this well site.
Mary?
We just want people to come to town meeting on Monday.
Okay, what time?
Well, be there on early, since it's the meeting starts at 7 p.m. in the Marshfield High School auditorium.
Okay.
And if they want to find more about this particular neighborhood project for Ferry Street, stopthebigdig.com. You've seen the signs all mm-hmm. around town, Stop
Everywhere.
The Big Dig.
Yep.
There's more information about the actual project, and a lot of what we contend is that, you know, it's also against a cap landfill that we don't have good data on. We're waiting for more mm-hmm. data. Again, that's at the DEP level, so we keep appealing to the state to get us more data. We're appealing to our local boards to get more data, and you know, they feel they've done a sufficient job. They've tried, but up comes this new issue that's affecting all the towns around us, and right now it's not really a problem for Marshfield. We wish to keep it that way.
Okay. And WATD will have a reporter there at that special town meeting.
Excellent.
And we'll put this interview up online as well. Dave, any other parting words for our listeners?
One of the things that Marshfield, as a water department and the elected board of public works in particular, has been very diligent about is trying to exclude contamination by
yes.
acquiring property here and there. I know I bought some property in the particular zone we're talking about when I was the superintendent of public works on behalf of the board. The bottom line comes down, the cheapest way to keep water clean, exclude contamination, not treat it and remove it.
Okay. Mary, any parting
That's
words?
That's exactly how we feel. And my childhood home was sold to the town of Marshfield for watershed protection.
Okay.
So I understand the value of water. I understand what it does to a neighborhood when we don't have clean water, too, because there's a lot of towns around us struggling.
Yep.
Dave Carrier and Mary Taylor, we appreciate you joining
Thank
us
you.
And your website, stopthebigdig.com. We'll put
Correct.
This information up online.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.